Welcome to Alien Agenda, episode number one. This is your host, Tony Tior, and I have my co-host online here, Ron Watkins. This is our first show. We're going to be talking about alien leaks, and also we want to talk a little bit about the cancel culture. And I'm really excited because we've been doing Crazy Curious Minds with my other partner in crime, Chad McKinney, but he's too busy trying to make money and get his PhD in San Diego and surf, I think. But he was kind enough to join back on this show. We also have Hayes Robinson, the lead singer from the Electromagnetic Band. So I want to thank my new co-host, Ron. Thanks. Really appreciate you willing to partner up with me on these podcasts. Thanks for being the co-host.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me on. It's really an honor. And I think we're going to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff here.
I think we're going to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff. And some people say that it's actually dangerous what we're working on. And Chad and Hayes are going to talk a little bit about that, as long as we don't end up at the bottom of a hole in a New Jersey garbage pit. But I know how to dig out of those holes, so I'm not that worried, by the way, because I am from New Jersey. You know, we try to keep the show.
You just need an air pocket. That's all you need to work with.
Air pockets? Is that what it is, Chad? You use that? Is that how you got out of the holes? So we try to keep the show a little bit light. So, you know, this is some serious topic today, but we do joke around. So anybody listening, we really hope you enjoy the show. And we have Hayes, who is a rock and roller, but he's also really into alien stuff. So I'm really pleased to have you on, Hayes. Thanks for joining.
Hey, thanks to be here. Thanks for having me. This is an honor.
All right, great. So, Ron, boy. You know, after working with you on that last podcast, we did some talking about a book and other things. And since I'm into science fiction and you know, you're into research and development, it looks like, you know, because you've seen a lot of these, you've run all these different BBSs and stuff, and you've seen these posts. And man, did you come up with one hell of an idea? Holy smokes. So guys, I don't want to take the, you know, the weight of what Ron's probably going to disclose here, but I mean, this concept of alien leaks. Could you tell the viewers, the listeners, I should say, a little about what alien leaks is and what the goals are?
Okay, so the Alien Leaks Project is going to be like an anonymous Dropbox for anybody to send documents to, and it's really inspired by WikiLeaks and the work that Julian Assange did with government accountability. But instead of focusing on government accountability, the goal of Alien Leaks is to focus on extraterrestrial disclosure, like including topics related to alien technology, alien biology, communications with aliens. This is all interesting stuff, and I'm sure there's people around the world sitting on documents and troves of information about it, and they don't have anywhere to send that data,
right?
Because if they send it to like a mass media or something, the media is going to cover up the data.
And really, you don't trust the media, do you?
Trust the media.
Anybody on this line, Chad? Do you trust the media? You're the psychologist, right? You know, so and writing all the, you know, do you trust the media?
That's the only place I know where to get my truth from, Tony.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it, everybody? I mean, nobody.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When 90% of media is owned by five major stakeholders in the game, you got to question it or you're a fool.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right, so I guess we're all in agreement here that the media we can't trust. So continue on, Ron. So you're right. So
yeah,
go ahead.
So we can't trust the media to disclose this properly. And the media, you know, there's a project called Project Mockingbird, where it's run by the CIA, which I believe the project was the CIA basically controls what the media is allowed to say. So that's Project Mockingbird. You can go look it up and
read about it.
So like this alien stuff, probably I'm guessing if a media outlet gets information about it, then they're going to ask their CIA handler, hey, am I allowed to talk about this? And then the CIA's be like, nah, don't talk about that. And then they won't.
Right. Well, I got two questions for you, Ron. So you didn't give me, you know, you gave me most of the information, but so Julian Assange, could he help us out, do you think, or what's he up to these days?
well, Julian Assange, he's incarcerated on bogus charges in England, the UK right now. And he put out a statement a few days ago that he was dying, which is unfortunate to hear. But
that sucks. I hope
he gets out. There are rumors of him getting a pardon with Trump, but the events of January 6th caused like Trump to lose all his political capital, and he wasn't able to do the pardon at the last minute.
You think he would have done it if he could have? You think so?
Yeah, I think he was going to do it, but he didn't because it's either Julian Assange or himself, and he chose himself.
You know, this is absolutely, it's fucking crazy, dude. Are you telling me that I think it's really sad. Julian, I don't know the whole story of Julian Assange. I know a lot about it, and I know that he was one of the true investigators. You know, I mean, like he got information posted about the Iraq war, showed a lot of bullshit that was going on. I mean, he did true journalism. I mean, journalists years ago used to take those kind of chances. But now it sounds like they put the guy in jail. They try to crop up charges. You know, they're killing him in jail. He's dying. I mean, that's the price for journalism today. I mean, and then you look at like, you know, Greenwald. I mean, this is the whole cancer culture thing. You know, he was talking about this. Is that the price? I mean, you don't think that they're like going to go after us for alien leaks, do you? I mean, the government says there's no aliens out there anyhow, so there's nothing to worry about, right?
Yeah, the government says there's no aliens, and the scientists say there's no aliens. But you know, with the scientific and academic communities, their thoughts on aliens is that it's never aliens. Right. So if you have like proof or something that really looks like aliens, you're not allowed to publish it.
Well,
or you're going to face the wrath of all your peers.
Yeah, huh. Academic blackballing. They do that across the spectrum for a lot of new research.
Absolutely.
Like the Harvard researcher, I believe he's got like 30s, many decades of experience doing like astrophysics, and then he saw the Oumuamua object that flew through the solar system and said, gee, it looks like an alien spaceship or something.
Yeah.
But this is coming from like a tenured Harvard professor on astrophysics, like a professor. And the whole community is like, it can't be aliens. No way. It's not aliens.
Well, they have tenured professors that were doing, you know, we talked about this on the other show, Chad, and I think Hayes might have been on there, where our tenured Harvard professor was, you know, analyzing. It was in the movie, The Phenomena. About UFOs, and a Harvard professor, tenured Harvard professor, is doing research on people who say they've been abducted by aliens. You know, now this guy ends up getting run over in England, you know, running. I mean, it probably was, hopefully it was just an accident. I hope somebody didn't try to murder the guy. But, you know, he went around, but you can't get this information. They tried, as you said, one of the other shows, this thing called memory holing. They memory hole this information. You can't even find it. You know, the one guy, I sent some information out to other folks. There was a guy who had like hacked into government computers and found information about alien spaceships and whatnot. And he's in England and he's got like Asperger's disease or something like that. And, you know, they've been trying to ship him out to the US also. It's really sad. So I tend to believe that there's stuff out there. So question, you know, I put together Alien Agenda site, you know, and with the podcast, and, you know, I've agreed, and I'm very interested. As a matter of fact, we were talking kind of mutually about this. I'm looking forward to seeing what you get in Alien Leaks, because I want to be one of the first to post this stuff and analyze it. We're going to analyze this stuff together, you know, using the scientific method. Where do you think this is going to go, Ron? I'd like to hear also, where do you think this is going to go?
Well, hopefully those scientists that are sitting on the data that they're not allowed to publish,
right?
We'll send in the data and then we can all have a look at it, and perhaps they'll scrub their name off it so they don't get in trouble, right? But or not. I mean, they don't have to.
There's no aliens and nobody. But the problem is going to be this. Like, I worked for the government before, okay, and these guys are going to have like very strong, I hate to even use the word NDA, non-disclosure. It's worse than a non-disclosure. A lot of these things say they're just going to throw you in jail if you disclose any state secrets, right?
Now, now death assessed, I think, is what it stands for when you get to that level.
I read one, I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, so I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to tell you what I think I can say is I said, holy fucking shit, is this even legal, you know? You know, I mean, like, and I'm like, well, fuck it. I wanted the money. So I signed it, you know, but, you know, so what I wonder is when a researcher, you know, is out there and say, for example, they get an artifact, say it's a crashed, you know, flying saucer, we'll use the word saucer, and it's got, say, you know, anti-gravity propulsion. It's got three engines and whatnot, and it's got a special material that it uses to create, you know, anti-gravity fields or whatever you want to call it. And the guy's got designs on this and he puts it out and we get it, right? So yep. we post this stuff, like we analyze it, and then we say, you know what, you know, I'm a few credits short, physics degree and a math degree, you know, I always liked physics and math. Doesn't mean that I know jack shit about this stuff, but we'll talk to people who do, you know, and we'll analyze this and we'll say, holy shit.
Yeah, that's right.
This is anti-gravity, right? The professors that we spoke to anonymously who, you know, were in hiding, and they say, yeah, this is anti-gravity, man. And we post anti-gravity, right? You know, on our website. Right. We post this, mm-hmm. right? And it's irrefutable, you know, and it's yep. new technology. What I have some ideas, but I want to hear your thinking. I want to hear the other folks thinking too. How does this help humanity?
Did you want me to riff on that, or
yeah, go. You know, oh, you know what, Hayes, Chad. Oh, I have a question for you other guys. So Chad and Hayes, do you think that if we post, because I'm doing it, I mean, like, I already made the decision, so maybe I'll change my mind if you guys can convince me to change my mind. maybe, you know. But do you think that posting information about alien technology is going to help humanity or screw it up?
That's go ahead, Hayes, if you got a thought. I got my thought, too.
I think it's going to touch base with some people, but in the day and age where anybody with any common sense, well, I would call it uncommon sense nowadays, they question information that they're finding online. So you're going to have people that buy into it and believe it, and especially if you have a reputable source. But you're still going to have, you know, a large group of people that are going to mock you and stuff still, even though, as we said earlier, the government doesn't, and people don't think that UFOs exist, but the military is finally starting to admit that there's things out there that they don't have control over and they don't know who is controlling them. So that's a tough one. I mean, I think it's awesome to have a site similar to WikiLeaks, where people can put that information in and they can, you know, put it in. I think we have ex-military and they don't have to identify themselves. And then you take it with a grain of salt, you know, whether or not you believe, you know, the information there and how believable it is. And, you know, right. you're always going to have people are going to question it and think it's bullshit.
Right. But if you put up now, Chad, I want to ask you a question, Chad, because this is related to your brain, which doesn't work as a normal human being. You know, you're familiar with like the Brookings report that said that people weren't ready for UFOs or aliens. Oh, yeah. And it was going to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, are people ready for this shit? Like, if we put a picture, say, for example, of a true, you know, ET or an extraterrestrial biological entity, which is what I think people call them, EBEs, a true picture, or, you know, a picture of a UFO that's flying, or we actually get scientific information that says, look, we've done studies. These beings are like, you know, clone robots. They don't eat food. They absorb, you know, their energy from the air. They're kind of like got chlorophyll in their skin. You know, all this interesting technology. We talk about this stuff. I mean, is this going to scare the shit out of people? I mean, like, are me and Ron going to like destroy the world? You know, that's what I want to know. I just want to know that before I destroy the world. Just can you tell me?
You want the green light before you hit that red button, huh?
Well, you know, I already hit the red button. I'm going to do it anyhow because I'm a science fiction guy. So I'll just say it's all science fiction when it's probably real. But, you know, so Chad, help me out. You're like my psychologist. I've said this on the other show. I needed somebody like you to kind of like keep me straight. So, you know, mentally, you know, in a straight line here. So tell me, am I nuts or is this going to help society?
Well, I mean, those are irrelevant. You're for sure nuts. But I'd say a couple different things on it. One, I feel like it depends on who you're asking. because you had mentioned, like, will it screw everything up? And, it, if you look at the world right now where we have it.
Oh, like it's not screwed up now, right?
Exactly. but for those people who are wielding control, then you'll screw it up for them for sure, because it'll at least bring some things into question for those who are acquiescing to that authority. But in terms of where people will go from here, it depends. I was just reading 1984 recently, and I like the one mantra. The most important pillar is to reject any truth with your eyes and ears, first and foremost, or something like that. You can post whatever hell you want to on there, and people are going to make of it what they want to.
I don't even think you can post anymore. Fuck, Facebook, all them, Instagram. I mean, like, this is going to be a cancel culture. I think at least two of you guys have been canceled already, right? I mean, like, can you really post what you want? Is that true, Chad?
A couple times, Ace?
You've been banned a couple times?
Several. and we can get in that later, but I want to add real quick, if you don't mind, that the big thing, the big scare about how people would accept it, an alien presence, was always the whole religion thing. It was always said that that's going to scare religions, people will go crazy, they can't handle it, because if they're highly religious, it's going to throw all that out the door and people mass suicides and yada, yada, yada. But it was about 8 to 10 years ago, I think someone from the Vatican started saying that, possibly they could be, God's creation can be the universe, and there could be more creatures out there. They're all part of God's plan. So they've been slowly but surely trying to, I think, get people ready that are religious. So it's not a major shock thinking that everything they believe is.
Okay. So getting back
that's
to
smart on their part.
So Chad, so let me ask you, so related to the Brookings report, I think that's what is used by a lot of these people to say we can't tell people, is like in the 1960s or whatever, that, we tell everybody they're all going to freak out, we're going to lose religion, countries are going to. So what do you think? I mean, I heard that more than 50% of the people already believe in this stuff, right? And the government's just basically hiding. I think they're hiding it. It's basically for military, programs and control the population. I think, the people in power. Yeah, people in power like being in power, and they like having a bunch of slaves working for them. And if the slaves wake up, they might start asking questions, right?
Exactly.
And so I think that unless you like an advancement in technology does not mean that you're an advanced society. Like, you can have kids with like hand grenades and guns and samurai swords that are like 8, 9, and 10 year olds and 6 year olds, and they're going to kill each other. Right. I mean, that's right. Just because they have advanced technology, they got cars and they got bombs and they got buttons to nuclear bombs, doesn't make that 6 and 7 and 8 year old group of kids a bunch of geniuses that can run the world. Right. And if you start giving, major technology to humanity, which I think has already happened. I think it's been stolen and deals have been made, to be frank. I know it's going to sound completely crazy. I don't think humanity really, is evolved enough to use the technology. I think actually having this technology from aliens in some ways is going to be very dangerous. I think spiritually, humanity needs to evolve. So maybe somebody's going to give us a document and say, hey, what would we do if it wasn't like an anti-gravity device that somebody supplies to us? Suppose somebody said, look, this is a document that aliens said related to spirituality and development of ethics and morality that humanity needs to do, but we weren't allowed to post it because they'd kill us. Wouldn't that be, Chad, I want to hear from you on this. Wouldn't that be interesting if we actually got something from aliens that wasn't like technology, that was more related to social development? What do you think of that?
Well, I think two things, there's two things I have to that. I'll finish the second one in a second. But the first is, I think a gun is not dangerous. A gun is basically nothing without the heart of the user, so I think you hit the nail on the head. The spirituality of the person and what they do with that technology is going to determine whether it's a benefit or a detriment to society and humankind and everything else. So I think, working on our own spiritual development and finding what needs to be healed within ourselves will also help to heal that in the world. So I think you really hit the nail on the head. And I feel there's some people who are ready to hear it. And there's some people who, whether it comes from an alien or their next door neighbor or a person on the street or a televangelist or whoever else, they just there's that cognitive dissonance we've always talked about, where people just will do anything in the world to justify their own worldview, including up to and including leaving their body for the sake of protection. You know, like where sometimes you'll get that, multiple personality disorder, which is now called dissociative identity personality disorder, because the trauma is so evasive or invasive that the person just has to leave because it's too much for the psyche to handle. So I think really, like you're saying, like there's some people who it's going to wake up, it's going to inspire. And really at the end of the day, the whole world doesn't need to wake up. Just like the Phenomenon movie we watched.
Right.
You know, 1% of the entire U.S., the entire world population, if they wake up. And, you know, I haven't verified those numbers or not, but, you know, it doesn't take much. I mean, if 1% of the population can control this, the entire world in many ways, you know, it can go both ways. Well, if it can be used for detriment, it can be used for benefit.
Well, you know, I agree. That's one reason I like having you on the show, Chad. And we don't do a lot of advertising on this show, so... But what I do want to mention is, you know, you have a book out in San Diego that's like at all the airports that you can buy on Amazon. Could you mention the name of that book and how it might relate to this a little bit?
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So the book is called Heaven in the Now, A Journey Through Mind, Body, and Soul. And basically, it is something that people can keep in their hand that they can flip through and hopefully used to better their lives for a happier, more peaceful, joyful, healthy life. And it breaks down the constructs of reality, death, or what we think of death, identifications, which is ultimately what leads to a lot of our suffering in terms of attachments or expectations, judgments, things of that nature. And then it finishes with, you know, meditation techniques and things of that nature as well, so we can dive deeper into our own well-being and take responsibility for our own health.
Well,
our
you
own
know, worldview. I read your book, and I already mentioned this before. I read your first book, which was a piece of crap, and then I read and then I read this one, and I was just like, okay, who wrote it for you? No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking. You've evolved over many, many years as a writer, and I think your book is wonderful, and I think that is the kind of spirituality, regardless if it was written by aliens or not. You know, that humanity needs to evolve. And, you know, I'm also a writer, and I plug that on the show too. You know, people can get my books on Amazon by looking for Tony Tior, my science fiction. I try to throw in some of
You're
those.
Excellent, by the way,
I appreciate that plug, you know, but I try to throw in spirituality in my books and comedy. So, you know, even though it's science fiction, I always try to throw a little bit in. Got to be careful not to preach in books because people don't want to be preached to. They want to be entertained. So I try to entertain. So, you know, my smart pills book is pretty entertaining. I think it's doing pretty well these days.
You do a good mixture between the two. Like it's thought provoking, it's action, but it's also, you know, you really drop knowledge, but in a way that's humorous, but also makes you think at the same time.
Well, thanks. I don't want to be focusing too much on this. I don't want people to think we're doing like, you know, tons of plugins here, but we don't do any advertising. We try to support this through our books and things like that. So to continue on Alien Leaks, what you had said earlier, Chad, I think you're right. I think that like technology is amoral, right? But we need to have a moral society. And I don't think we have it. I think our society is a top-down totalitarian screw up these days. And when it comes to like UFOs and stuff like that, I mean, they asked the other day President Biden, okay? Now, I don't hate Biden. He's our president and I respect him as president. I think he does say some dumb stuff. I think most presidents have said a whole bunch of dumb stuff, you know. But the other day was asked about UFOs because Obama got on some TV show and was talking about, did anybody on this here on the team here heard about that, about what happened with Biden?
No.
Yeah. I saw the interview. Biden's like, oh, why don't you just go ask Obama? Or I'm going to go ask Obama.
Well, I guess
what do you know about UFOs? He's like, oh, I'm going to go ask Obama.
What is Obama is still his boss? Is that what he thinks? Is he that senile that he's still thinking he's working for Obama? What the hell's going on in America? Hey, I'm not even
obvious.
Hey, you know, me and Ron aren't even in America. I don't even know where Ron is. He won't tell me where he is. I think it's confidential. But but Chad and Hayes, you guys aren't like you guys are in San Diego still, right?
I'm right up the hill from Chad.
Yep.
So what the hell's going on in America? Can you guys tell me how things got so fucked up?
Where do you start? Native Americans. Go ahead, Jesus.
Just quickly, honestly, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the majority of the university have become extremely not just left, but extreme liberal extremism. And they've taken, I mean, for Christ's sake, Berkeley was literally, they brought out the whole free speech thing in 1977. They brought it, made Americans aware of, look at this unique thing you have. Mm. And nowadays, they're the most liberal college. And they're all about suppression and intolerance.
Well, labels are okay.
I think that's where it started. Honestly, because we're spitting out a generation of children that aren't going to college and getting perspective from multiple angles and coming up with their own conclusion. They're being told that capitalism is the evil of everything, and the conservatives are the devil.
So
I mean, literally.
Well, okay. Now we're getting. It's okay to get into politics. I don't care what we get into. But I want to stay focused on the alien leak stuff. What I wanted to know was like this cancel culture shit, man. I mean, like it's just absolutely nuts, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's their intolerance. They there's no freedom of speech anymore. It's either you agree with them, or you're the worst creature on the planet.
Well, do you know why? It's because their ideologies don't stand up to logic. So when you question them on like their core beliefs, they don't have an answer.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like
Blaine Hill said.
Well,
you can end almost any argument with somebody by asking five simple words. How do you know that?
Yeah, you can win any argument by asking, "Are you a racist?"
Right? No, just by accusing someone of being in any type of word. People use words. Is a way to end the logical dialogue. And then they think they win. They think they've won. And they don't get it.
Well,
they're going to come right back full circle to that again.
Well, you know what I don't like? I won like, and that's going to sound crazy, but you know, I won like in grammar school, I had like the science award, you know, it was a big public school and I had a scholarship to prep school. So, you know, part of my brain works and part of it doesn't work very well, you know, and I know that, but you know, I love science, right? And I love freedom, and I love, you know, being able to ask a question. And you know, it was interesting. I was watching something on a website called Zero Hedge, and I've been doing my own research. I had been listening to people who talked about gain of function research, like in January of 2020. And I looked at, and I even said this in one of the podcasts, probably Vaccination Nation or something that me and Chad were on. You know, we're talking about, you know, the virus and vaccines in one of the shows. And, you know, I didn't think it was crazy to question. I mean, if you have a Wuhan lab and that's the main facility for doing all the biological research, you know, and it has a bat woman who's like, you know, who's expert in bat viruses. And it just so happens that like within like 15 kilometers out of all one of the biggest countries in the world, I think China might even be the biggest country in the world, probably is. You know, geographic population. I don't know if it still is population, but geographically, it's like the biggest, country. And coincidentally, you know, 15, coincidentally, like within 15 kilometers of the place, you know, that's where the virus, you know, gets loose. Right. And everybody's like, oh, no, there's no possible. You know, you're a racist. You're going against the Chinese. You know, Italians are trying to hug Chinese that are going there, you know, and they're saying, oh, you're being racist because you don't hug the Chinese. I mean, it's just crazy shit. Right.
Well,
and go ahead.
You have to be careful with the COVID stuff because
we'll get shut down.
The origin doesn't matter.
Right.
So if it came from a lab, it doesn't matter. If it came naturally, it doesn't matter. If it came from that wet market, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
What matters is that it was used as a weapon.
Yes.
It was not developed, or it may or may not have been developed as a weapon, but it was certainly used as one. So you have to look at this this whole gain of function stuff is just a limited hangout. They're giving you, okay, yeah, maybe it leaked from a lab or there was a lab accident or whatever. But what they're trying to cover up is that it was used as a weapon. So if you remember back to January 2020, the Chinese shut down all their domestic flights to and from Wuhan. But they kept all of their international flights from Wuhan.
Yeah.
And all, wow. all of the planes leaving Wuhan, like going for the States or going for Europe, the countries were complaining, why are you sending these planes here? And you know, China said, what, are you racist? Are you racist for wanting us to fly there? So
yeah, and now
so the world got plagued. Everybody got social engineered. Nobody wants to be racist, so they let the plague into their countries.
Isn't that great?
China doesn't
have a problem because they shut down their entire domestic.
No, they're way ahead of the game. They know exactly what they're doing.
So they used it as a weapon. It might or might not have been developed as one, but it was certainly used as a weapon.
Interesting. That's very, you know, I didn't really think that deep on that. You know, I was like annoyed that, you know, that people were shutting down like Zero Hedge and shutting down any discussions on where it came from. But you've dug deeper, Ron. The fact that they allowed international flights, but they blocked internally means that they knew that it was dangerous. And you know what? Another thing that they did that I thought was interesting, because around January, because I'm like a little bit paranoid. I was in the U.S. in like January of 2020. I knew shit was happening. I went into Home Depot, like, you know, because I had my brother-in-law had passed away and I was in New Jersey. And you know, I'm like, you know, carrier number one worldwide because, you know, I travel for business and everything else, you know. And, you know, I knew I was going to get the thing. So, but I was in California and I was trying to buy masks and I was trying to buy N95 because I did my research. Like a regular mask doesn't really do jack shit. It might help a little bit.
Oh, I know what happened. The Chinese, they put out their feelers and they had every single Chinese exchange student in the entire world buy all the N95
masks. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I went in there and I said, where are the fucking N95 masks? And they're like, oh, we had some weird people come in and they bought them all up. And I found one box. Go ahead.
So it's not just they sent this virus out. They also destroyed your ability to fight it.
Yes. So you couldn't get the N95 mask. So I went out and I asked these. They said people are buying the mask. And then I did a little research online and I saw that it looked like Chinese were buying them. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I actually found one Home Depot that like was probably, you know, far enough away that people haven't, their SWAT team hadn't gotten there. And I bought like, you know, 20 N95 masks. And that's what I was using. And people look at me like I'm nuts. I'm wearing on the flights using masks, you know, the N95. And I'm like, I ain't using the regular mask because they don't really work. And so, but the problem is you can pass out in the N95. So eventually, you know, I was in Costco and they're looking at me strange because I'm wearing an N95 mask, you know, and I took it off and I ended up catching the virus, you know, eventually, you know, but, you know, wow, they bought all the masks. So, you know, I mean, I know we've gotten off a little bit here and that's okay. But you know, you can't even get that information. Like, why doesn't the public know this shit? Why? Because we're doing so much business with China, Ron? What the hell's going on?
No, because you're racist for talking about it. Nobody wants to be a racist.
Well, one thing too, I think is important to distinguish too, is like, it's not like all of China is in on it. You know, it's still just like a couple people in the head up government who would be in on something like that, who are also in bed with a lot of other head up government as well.
Look back to January 2020. Trump had China in the corner, and he was trying to end the economic war that was going on, and he got like China to sign like a truce paper or whatever, where China like recognized that they lost the economic war. And then 2 weeks later, the virus hits and things go crazy. At the end of the day, China wins. China won the war. Because look at their economy. Their economy is booming and everybody else is like still sitting in their homes, like scared of this virus. And did you know the influenza is like basically down to zero now? Nobody's getting influenza, but apparently everybody's getting COVID.
As is heart disease.
I think that's interesting too, though, with like that could, I think there was some misdiagnosis there. When you look at the similarities between the years.
That all has to do with the cycles that they run on the PCR test. They know that if they run over 35 cycles, which was common, was 40 cycles, then it's going to give you a false positive.
You know, so why the hell? What I want to know is like, you know, okay, so Ron, you know this information. I know a little bit. I didn't know as much as you knew about this. I've heard about the PCR cycles because I spoke to a you know, a person who worked in the, you know, in the biological medical industry, you know, pharmaceutical industry in San Diego, because it's a big biotech town. And she told me the same thing. She said, oh, this is bullshit, but she can't talk about it because she doesn't want to lose her job. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, so everybody, so this, so like, whether it comes to our alien leaks, right, or whether we want to post, it seems like, why is Facebook, Google, and all them in cahoots to keep this stuff? Now they're rewriting. It's kind of like 1984. I read an article about one of these sites that was saying how it wasn't Wuhan and anybody was nuts. And now they're re-editing the article that they wrote years ago, trying to sound like more like unbiased. I mean, people were getting shut down. Zero Hedge got shut off of like Twitter because they had an article about this, but then now everybody's talking about it being Wuhan. So related to cancel culture and not being able to print out the truth anymore, I mean, you know, these fact checkers are like bullshit checkers. They're more like, you know, government conformity checkers. Do you conform to our, you know, our position in government? If not, I mean, the world is screwed. The United States, I think, is screwed. I mean, I think we're going to have a hard time getting this alien leaks information out. I mean, like, I think they're going to block it.
Well, George Orwell, I'm pretty sure, wrote 1984 as a warning, but it turned into a how-to guide. And about alien leaks, like it's gonna be deplatformed. It's gonna be attacked. Look at Julian Assange and the bullshit he went through, and his website was taken down. And when that didn't work, they attacked his credibility. And when that didn't work, they just threw him in jail. And you remember a few years ago, like half the internet shut down. I think it was in October 2019, or maybe it was 2016.
Something like that.
October 2016, I believe. The entire internet went down for like 6 hours or something.
Yep.
And that was like not long after Julian Assange was like properly arrested. So my theory on that is that it was his dead man switch that was supposed to go off at that time. Maybe he was tortured and told him, yeah, it's going to go off at this time in this method, but I can't stop it. So what they do, they shut down the entire internet for like half a day.
Wow.
And then
that was the exact same day, huh?
Yeah. And then if you think about like what would possibly be in his insurance files, like he was throwing shade about everything. He had all these leaks and stuff, and he wasn't afraid to put anything out there. But
he had to have UFO shit too.
Yes,
for sure.
I think his insurance files were the alien and UFO disclosure files.
Wow.
And you know, that's my opinion. And he sat on it because that is the real power.
So Ron, let me ask you a question. Didn't he have another server on one of your sites where he had like a mirrored site over there? I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Just joking, Ron. Just joking.
No, he tweeted about my site a couple times, but with alien leaks, so we're going to hopefully get stuff that's on.
I agree. I think we will. Let me ask you a question. Well, they're doing that now, the government. So what is this? Why do you think the government, I'm going to ask the whole team here, why do you think the government is now finally, you got like Biden being asked about UFOs, you got Cho saying, you know, that, you know, like finally they've agreed that they're looking at. I mean, look, I know, not disclosing anything, but I mean, like, I know from like technologies that the military has with, you know, phased array radar and all this other shit and satellites and all kinds of crap. You know, the alien technology is pretty good, but not all of it, in my opinion, can be cloaked, if you know what I mean. So it gets picked up on various, you know, radars and systems and whatnot, and visual and infrared and things of that nature. I mean, the aliens are smart, but they haven't. Some of them aren't smart enough to hide completely, in my opinion. So
my opinion on that is that it's probably interdimensional, and maybe they're operating in like the fifth dimension or something. And then they're just like poking through to our dimension, like play around, and then they're leaving.
True. Yeah. Why is the government talking about it now? They don't need to. I mean,
okay. So my opinion on that. Sorry, I've got so many.
Oh,
opinions,
please, but, please. Of course, that's why you're the co-host. That's why you're on the damn show. Go ahead.
Well, my opinion on that is, and it's just an opinion because there's no proof. It's just a hypothesis at this point. But the government is letting us know that they know that there's something there that they don't really know what it is, right?
Right.
But this is, it's a limited hangout. So they're giving us a little bit of information to satiate the curiosity, but they're hiding the majority of the information. So they might tell you, oh, there's these tic-tac like spaceships that fly at 20,000 miles an hour and like can turn on a dime and fly through water and space and air without like slowing down. But what they're not telling you is the five-dimensional mothership that's hovering over the world right now that you don't see but is there.
Right.
Now, what if we get the document that proves the five-dimensional mothership is there?
Right.
And like looking at everything all at once, like omnipresent. That would freak some people out if it was proven. And right. If there's documents about that. And if we get those documents, that would be pretty intense.
So Hayes, you've been researching this for how many years?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I've been trying to do the CE5 stuff since I was 5 years old.
In between smoking weed and singing in the rock and roll band and hanging out with your pretty wife, you know, how many years have you spent on this?
Geez, probably most of my life. I've been into aliens, archaeology, humanity.
Do you think Ron's right? You think that they're only giving us a little bit, or they're giving?
Well, of course. So going back to Admiral Byrd, there's been presence in Antarctica of UFOs, supposedly. And some of the big WikiLeaks points to the USA and other countries possibly could be at war with extraterrestrials.
Whoa, are you saying WikiLeaks was talking about this UFO shit?
Yeah, that's part of some of the WikiLeaks UFO files is the government being involved in a war with at least one race in Antarctica. And there's been many stories about how there's races been living there. And then there's also other stories of there's multiple races that come and go, and that some are evil and some are good. And throughout humanity and religion is in ancient history is another one of the things I've always been into, because I think there's a little bit of truth in all religions. Pertaining to
let me tell you something interesting about religion that a lot of people probably don't know, and it's going to sound really crazy, but that's why I used to call the show Crazy Curious Minds. But I always, you know, was involved or interested, you know, in this alien topic. So people know Isaac Newton, right? You know, he's the one that always showed the apple falling from the tree, and you know, he studied the laws of motion and whatnot. But a lot of people don't know is that Isaac Newton spent probably close to half of his life, right, on religion. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I did read a little bit about that. It's been years.
Well, when you take a scientist like Isaac Newton, and it's not been published, really, most of it, and I think there's a reason for it. He actually studied the ancient Hebrew texts of the Bible and whatnot, and was studying that stuff. He actually believes that a lot of that stuff, now this is going to sound way off, but it's still related to alien and alien leaks. I think it could be an alien leak, actually, that he swore that in the Bible that you could get information about time travel, that this book was not created, like these texts were created basically from extraterrestrials. So, but that's never really been out. So I think that anybody listening or anybody, you know, even you guys, if you're interested later on, you should just read. I'm going to do a little research. I found that to be very interesting. So Hayes, I agree with you. And Ron too. I think that they're only, I mean, it only makes logical sense, right? That they're only giving us what little bit they want to give us.
But, sure, because there's stories that since, the Roswell crash, and after that, there's a couple other ones that happened around the world where we've gotten this technology and done reverse engineering, and that's where the whole possibility of the fake alien wars come in. I mean, come on, think about it. If we're at war with another alien race, would they really need to physically come here?
Well,
even if they're 100 years advanced, much less than 1,000 or a million.
What'd you say, Chad? The best thing they could do is launch a virus.
Right. Exactly. That'd be the easiest thing they could do. And they could do it with drones, very simply. It would not have to come here and physically be involved with this.
Well,
but there's the thing where supposedly WikiLeaks released some information proving that there's technological races in Antarctica, and that's why there's a presence there from not only the United States, but it was Germany early on, and Russia, and you and I can't go there. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Well, I was researching some stuff on Antarctica. It's very interesting. After, like you said, Admiral Byrd and decorated.
Well, I don't know if you know it, but the John Kerry, I think, went there recently.
John Kerry there. There's been some prominent people that have amount of money that have gone there, and there's, you know, and I'm sure you've heard about the pyramids there, and there's
an astronaut recently, an ex-astronaut went there also. I forgot his name, but
real quick, you know, what most people don't realize is Antarctica is larger than the United States. And they say it's approximately about as big as the United States and Mexico. But you look at it on a map, you put Antarctica, the United States over Antarctica, and there's tons of space. I mean, it's huge. It's a lot bigger than people think. It's not just a little rock at the South Pole.
Right. So I think aliens
kind of used to be tropical.
Yeah, well, they got lava lakes and stuff like that up there. Very interesting. Yeah,
absolutely. Underneath, which is adding to the melting on one end where the ice is gaining on the other end of the continent. Mm-hmm. And people think that it's just a small rock that's melting, and because they've been lied to and misled.
Well, that's the case, you know. Alien Leaks is going to be like in big trouble, because I think people are going to start posting stuff. I hope that we don't get in big trouble. I hope that we're able to, you know,
trouble.
Well, I want, that's why you're on the show, Hayes. So, but you know, my theory on this, and I'm going to put a hypothesis on, you know, Alien Agenda, and I want to talk to Ron, you know, Ron, because Ron seems to have a pretty good insight on a lot of this. But if I had to say, like, why are people putting out this information now? I think it's multifaceted. I think there are just various groups of people in power who want the information. There are probably people like Senator Reid, you know, who wants the information, and maybe they weren't getting it all, so they wanted to put a little, you know, they wanted to get the information. I think there are other people we're like saying, shit, we got to put it out to placate some of these politicians. We're just going to put out enough for them to placate
them. The aliens are cutting in on my end.
Interesting. Mine became unstable. Huh. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, Tony, are you there?
Yeah, you're breaking up bad. The aliens are cutting you off.
Wow.
Five Eyes just
now I can hear you.
Okay, I'm
now
back.
It was the aliens interfering there for a while.
Probably. So what I was going to say.
That's for your own protection, Tony.
Thank you.
That alien nerve.
All right. So getting back, I was going to say that, like, you know, Senator Reid.
You're leaking too much.
All right. Well, I won't say.
Can you clarify what senator?
Reid, for example.
What senator? Can you please clarify what senator?
I said Senator Reid. Didn't I say his name correctly? Can you hear it?
You're breaking up here.
Wow, I can't even talk now.
Yeah, but it is breaking up bad.
All right, well.
You're not allowed to talk about that.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about that. Let me see if I say Senator.
That means you probably should talk more about it.
Let me see if I can get Reid. Let me see if I can say it again. Senator Reid, did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, heard it.
Good. So I think that there's multiple forces involved. There's government forces trying to get information, right? And I think that there's the military and some of these spy groups that are trying to limit to them what they give these guys. They're just going to give them enough to placate them. They're going to try to give enough just to placate the population. And they're going to hide most of the big shit. And I think the big shit is that you know, that people say, oh, you know, they're going to use this to get money, or they got some ulterior agenda. I actually think they do have a lot of these folks have ulterior motives, but there's different forces at play. So the military industrial political complex, that whole and security, whatever you want to call it now, it's like a military industrial security political complex that's in place, that's, you know, out there, that can control the media and that want the money for the military. I think some of these people are shitting their pants. And here's why. They recovered without a doubt, you know, craft at Roswell. There's no question in my mind about that. They've also recovered dead bodies there. They've also, at some point in time, recovered live bodies, but they weren't able to keep them live for very long. And they weren't able to do a great job of communicating with these guys because they're mostly telepathic. And so they, you know, so they had a lot of problems. And the other problem is that they, it's an alien culture. Now, this is all hypothesis based upon tons of books and readings and things that I've done. So, you know, I could be completely wrong. But I also suspect that the technology, they've been reverse engineering it. You know, you can hear this through Bob Lazar, and they've had a lot of problems. You know, some of these aliens, they made deals and they got technology and they can't completely figure out all the shit. They can figure out a lot of it. But what I think has happened is it's gotten over their heads now. The aliens that they were working with died. There's less and less that want to work with the corrupt, you know, planet Earth. And there's other alien forces that they have no fucking clue what the hell's going on, and they won't communicate with them. So I think that, you know, people are shitting. And so they want money for the Space Force. I think that's one of the reasons why the Space Force was created. And I think they're going to try to use a little bit of fear with these new programs that they're going to talk about, and they're going to disclose information to get money. And is it going to advance the human race? It'll advance those in power to get more power. And I don't think necessarily it's going to advance the human race. I think the only way the human race is going to advance is by a small segment of them waking up, becoming more spiritual, getting rid of this cancel culture and getting freedom and liberty back. And I don't know, you know, I'm hoping that this alien leaks can wake people up, that people will say, holy shit, they've been lying to us about this. What else are they lying to us about? You know, and people start to wake up and make a better government. That's my hope. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's, you know, I don't know what you guys think. You know, you think alien, I'm wondering if AnnLeaks is going to put me and Ron in jail. You know, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, here, let me explain something to you really quick about that. Okay, on December 3, 2010, Julian Assange did a press conference,
right,
where he announced that he's going to publish files on aliens and UFOs.
No way. No
that was,
way.
That, no, no. Wait, not done. That was December 3, 2010, right? He announced it. December 8, 2010, he was arrested by the British, and that began his whole trouble.
Incarceration, his whole life of incarceration. Yes. You're fucking
so
shit.
Four days after he announced he's going to talk about UFOs is when all that bullshit started.
So, I want to know how much longer I got for freedom. So, when is this alien leak site
four
going
days,
up?
Four days.
It's going up in 4 days, Ron. Is that
No. I'm gonna try to have it up today. I was gonna have it up last night, but ran into some technical difficulties and then got sidetracked talking with some legal counsel, and then.
So are you saying we only got like another 4 hours of freedom?
Yeah. 4 days.
Oh, 4 days. 4 days. Oh, okay.
6 hours, Tony.
They got Julian Assange 4 days after his announcement that he's going to talk about UFOs.
So we got four fucking days. Jesus Christ.
So why I think those insurance files were about UFOs.
Ron, do we have any insurance files?
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm just joking. Hey, Chad, can you fly out here and help me if I get in trouble?
I got you covered, Tony.
can you do what they did to, like, what's his name from Nissan, you know, Carlos Ghosn? Put me into, like, a little, like, music box and fly me out of here because I'm getting nervous.
It'll be fine.
Well, no one's going to believe us, hopefully, Ron. Like, I mean, you know, that's the, you know, they'll read these, these UFO files and then, you know. Who knows? Here's something strange. Maybe we're protected by aliens. Think about that. Maybe they want this stuff out, and anybody trying to go after us is going to be in big trouble. Wouldn't that be funny?
I think that's about, I like that.
You like that? Wouldn't that be funny? Well, we'll see what happens.
But so, it's quite ironic that the very last press conference Julian Assange ever did as a free man was talking about alien disclosure.
That's absolutely mind-boggling. Wow. That is mind-boggling.
Wow.
That is unbelievable, which also makes me a little bit nervous considering you got 4 days you're putting this thing out, Ron. Well, you know,
it's coming out today, I think.
Oh,
I'm trying
no.
to get it out today.
Oh, boy. But it's going to take them 4 days to get here. So you know what I hope? Yeah. I hope the aliens, like, when they send, like, they send a guy out to fly, like, we got to go after Ron and Tony, right? I hope and the guy goes, you know, is this a safe thing to do? You know, we're dealing with aliens, but don't worry, they're not going to bother you. And as soon as the guy gets in his car, like, the power goes off in the car, you know, and they're like, You know, like they're going to think that, like, what the hell did Tony and Ron do? Did they own, like, is Tony still controlling those military satellites? Did he like zap us with one of those satellites? You know?
Well, you know, after I heard the news that the CIA has like remote controls in the vehicles.
Yeah.
And they use that like to kill people.
Yeah.
I bought a fully manual like car, as manual as it possibly gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything is, it's like the A-10 Warthog of cars. Like,
well,
I don't have I don't have many computer systems, and certainly nothing that can control.
Dude,
it'll survive an EMP, right? It'll survive an EMP then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's. Yeah,
other than that, it's like a late mid 70s vehicle you have to have.
It doesn't. No, I've got a reissue of a mid 70s vehicle. Nice. So it's like they just added airbags to it.
Dude, that's so smart. That is so smart. But you know what I was going to say, Ron? You know, joke. You know, we joke on the show to try to have a little bit of humor, because you know who wants to die like sad, right? When they shoot us with the laser beams from the satellite. But what I was going to say is, you know.
Oh, you mean like in the Last Christmas?
Yeah. But like the joking aside, there was a reporter, and I forgot what story he was working on, but like his car, like. Drove like at 100 miles an hour and rammed into like a tree and fucking exploded. And I could probably post, I'm trying to post on Alien Agenda, that I have my site up. It's not completely done yet, so anybody looking at it, you know, maybe by the time this goes live, it will still need some work. But there was a guy who, you know, people were investigating this. They're saying like he was trying to post stuff on, I don't know, Iraq or something. But You know, if you think about it, it's a really simple premise, right? If you're a spy agency or you're in the military, because I worked for the military, and this is not like a secret, but if something is theoretically possible, you have people in think tank rooms said, you know, the ends justify the means. So they don't give a shit. They're like, well, you know, if a car's got a computer, right? Guess what? We can fucking hack into it. And if we can control the steering and we can control the brakes, we can drive the fucking car off the bridge. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And or off the road or into a tree, or, you know, or we can overheat the engine. It'll explode. And if you got like Tesla batteries that are like, you know, haven't been changing, didn't get your software update, maybe the batteries will explode and kill you in the car. You know what I mean? I mean, so, you know, this shit I can guarantee you it's there. It's because, once again, we're not fucking spiritual beings. You know, we're not ethical, you know, ends justify the means. So, you know, you really want to give people like, you think the aliens really, you know, any decent alien, the only aliens that are given technology to America or any country are the ones that are fucked up that you can't trust. So guess what happens when you're dealing with fucked up aliens that you can't trust? They do fucked up stuff that you can't trust. And then you're like, holy shit, we got to disclose this to everybody. We need a space force, and we got a war against aliens we shouldn't have been dealing with. You know,
funny, the aliens said the same thing about us, Tony.
Well, do you think there's multiple factions of aliens in currently?
Absolutely.
For sure.
No doubt.
For sure.
Definitely.
No doubt. Some more nefarious than others. Some that they're obviously too trusting and gullible.
Some benevolent too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And some that are too smart to have anything to do with planet Earth. So, you know, seriously, I think in the universe there is mostly, because it's evolution, right? If you look at like lakes throughout planet Earth, you'll see that evolution works very similar. Just, even though a lake hasn't been attached to another lake, the fish grow very similar. They're not the same exact fish. You have fugu fish here that I don't want to eat because they have neurotoxins in them, but usually taste pretty good, but you run the risk of dying. You've got, you know, like in New Jersey, you've got, you know, bluefish and, you know, salmon throughout the world. Fish are fish all over Earth, but they evolved, you know, I think differently. I don't think they were from the same, you know, group, you know. But, and I also believe that aliens, in order to travel, you know, to Earth and whatnot, whether it be interdimensional travel or whether it be, you know, creating a wormhole or just using a device that's close to the speed of light, and they just waste all that time coming here. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of time, but when they go home, millions of years will pass or whatever. You know, there are different levels of technology. And I think there are different levels of aliens. And I think, but the couple simple rules, they're usually probably not so nefarious that if they were, they would have wiped themselves out, or they'd be at constant war. And that's unstable. You know, it's kind of like having a piece of garbage in the road. You know, people drive over it for a while, but it's not stable to have that garbage in the middle of the road. It eventually gets blown to the side of the road. And that's how I think alien intelligence works. There's some that are corrupt and evil, like humanity is right now, in my opinion. We're like the garbage in the middle of the road. And if we're not careful, we're just going to get run over and destroyed, you know, or we're going to have to move to the side, you know, or we're going to have to become part of that road and become more harmonious, you know, with the galaxy. And we're just not there yet. So if we're only dealing, it's like who are who your friends are. So humanity is not, in my opinion, very spiritual. So therefore it's only dealing with really low level non-spiritual entities. And the ones that are spiritual probably sound like super aliens. They don't want to deal with them. There was an interesting thing that I read, and I don't know if it's true, but it's very interesting. 1954, they say that Eisenhower were able to meet with like with a group of aliens. And it was said that group said to him that, yeah, we would like to help you guys out. We want to have like communication and whatnot and work together. But the military was there. And they're like, wow, you got spaceships, you know, you can fly intergalactically. And they're like, yeah. They're like, we would like to start looking at that technology. Can you give us technology and we'll give you like, you know, some bases on Earth or whatever. And the aliens are like, give us bases on Earth, you know, for technology, you know, like they didn't really. So they're like, well, we'll give you technology, but we got a process for that with your type of species. And they're like, oh, cool. Can we sign the process documents? You know, and they're like, yeah, we got to go through these few steps and then we'll give you the technology. And they're like, oh, okay. What's the quickest we can get these steps done? They're like, well, according to our scientists, humanity is going to take about, well, 200-300 years. And they're like, what? We got to wait 200-300 years to get the technology? And they're like, yeah, you guys are too fucked up. Not in those exact words. You're going to have to like prove to yourself.
They're from Jersey too.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. The aliens were from Jersey too.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm translating for you guys. You know, I'm just trying to translate. But what they didn't say was that they were dealing with these little grays from Roswell and they had some technology from there, whether it was from the crash stuff. And they're like, fuck it, we don't need it. We're gonna get the technology from somebody else or some other way. And they're like, well, you guys shouldn't really be working on technology. You should be really working on your spiritual development. But like, get the fuck out of here, you hippie aliens. Or we'll shoot you, you know, if you don't get out of our
space. Well, speaking about shooting aliens, you know, the videos that the Pentagon is putting out, right?
Yeah.
Where they're tracking these tic-tac ships flying around.
That's here in San Diego. That was right off the coast where Chad and I are.
Mm-hmm. Well, the military is getting they're getting missile like lock-ons, or they're getting a lock-on with that because they're using the weapon systems to follow these ships. Why aren't they shooting a missile?
Because they can't.
I think once they lock on, they're making maneuvers that just blow their minds even more. And I mean,
yeah. So why not shoot it down?
Allow them to just shoot. Well,
go ahead, Hayes.
Remember the the War of Los Angeles or whatever it was, where there was a UFO sighting during World War II, I think it was. And we had in Santa Monica or wherever it was in near LA, they shot so many weapons at this UFO with the bright lights on everything. They thought we were being invaded by Japan or whatever. And it caused huge damage. And then they tried to brush it underneath the rug later on. I don't think we have stuff that can damage their vehicles, honestly. I think it's a waste of time trying to use modern, you know, artillery.
Well, so that means they've tried it and failed.
Well, I got a better answer.
No, I got something for you too.
All right, Chad, go. You go first, please.
No, if you are you familiar with
go.
Are you familiar with Deep Thoughts, the Jack Handy thing? Old SNL skit. Talk about the spirituality and everything. It just reminded me of the old joke he had where he said, it just says, aliens might not be ready to give us the secrets of the universe because they think we're not ready, but maybe they'll change their tune after a little torture.
Well, that's true. I'm going to tell you why they stopped shooting at, well, I shouldn't say stop, but, I'm going to tell you why, what I think from what I've read, and this is more speculation. The reason why, yes, why didn't they? They did. They have shot at these UFOs, And it's not just the United States. Russia, I think Iran, and multiple countries have shot at these UFOs. Okay?
Absolutely.
And guess what happened in most cases?
Nothing.
Well,
the weapons shut down.
No. In some cases, it was worse than nothing. The plane that was shooting at them sometimes disappeared.
Oh, really?
And sometimes, and hold on. Not only did they disappear, sometimes they fucking blew up. Okay.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you something that I have never really told anybody. And I'm going to mention this, and there's no security clearance related to this. I used to teach computer science on the military ships. Okay. And I also did some other consulting, but at the time I was doing, literally, I was really honestly only teaching computer science. And I was out on the military ship, and I had friends that were in, they have these rooms that, do phased array radar and all this other shit, war rooms. And I've, we had CNN on the ship, and we were doing like military exercises. And two planes, and I got multiple verifications, two planes went out to do some maneuvers. They were flying together, and one like swerved right and one like swerved left. Now, I can't say that it was a UFO or what happened at the time because I couldn't get the information, but something happened. And that plane literally disappeared from radar.
Wow. From
radar. Okay. We went out for days looking for that airplane for damage because they assumed that the radar either screwed up or the plane blew up. Because, when you disappear from radar, it usually means that the particles are too small to be seen on the radar. I mean, usually radar can pick up things like a plane blowing up, because usually its particles looks like birds or whatever. I'm not a radar expert, but I did talk to radar experts. But the plane just fucking disappeared.
And when they crashed. And so it, after a certain elevation, it'll come off the radar.
But right. But I mean, it disappeared at a certain altitude. It didn't just go down and disappear. It just was there and then gone. Poof, gone. Right. It went into a black hole. So we searched for days. We never found the plane. And CNN was there for something. And I remember someone talking about it. Yeah. And I remember somebody talking about something. And I remember, people saying you can't really talk about what happened. And I kept my mouth shut, because I had some friends there. And I think I feel sorry for the family. I really do. They reported that there was an accident and the poor pilot, was a hero because he was doing some mission or whatever. But when I saw that, I said, holy fucking shit. We have planes that just goddamn disappear off a radar and we have no evidence, no nothing, no oil slick, no nothing. Okay. So adding that to some other information that I got is that, that we have shot at alien, craft, and a lot of times the results aren't very good. So therefore there's an actual order, I think, not to shoot after UFOs, to not engage alien craft.
It's been that way for at least 20 years or more now.
Right. So I think that if we can get some stuff on alien leaks about to confirm something like that, Ron, I think that would be big. So, but I think that's just going to scare people. So this is why I think that whole Brookings report that we were talking with Chad about earlier, that, I think people are ready, but I think the United States now is they're trying to, as you said, Ron, just give a little bit of information, placate the population. The people who really know what's going on are definitely not going to want to put out what the hell is going on. And I think that you and I are probably going to get a lot of documentation, and I think we can be part of the awakening of society. But I don't want, like I said earlier about the anti-gravity stuff, I don't know if I want to post anti-gravity stuff. I don't think we're ready for anti-gravity.
Well, if you look at 220, like you're saying on this, with people being ready, it's very interesting the timing of the leaks recently, for the first ones where they so-called admitted that the Pentagon admitted that there's actual leaks and they didn't know what these objects were and all that kind of stuff. Everybody just came out of a lockdown for over a year. A lot of people lost friends, family, things of that nature. They had their entire world completely shifted upside down and then got kicked in the butt as they got dropped on their head. Like every but he really just had their world hand to him in so many different ways. You know, like it was a complete restructure of their inner and interpersonal relationships completely across the board and spectrum of all human function. And so everybody is kind of now just like, oh, I can't wait to get back to normal, or this is the new normal, or things like that. So people being introduced to this whole new world now, it's such a rapid development and shift in perspective that like people aren't as solidified in what they view have as a worldview at this point. So there's good and bad to that. One, the good is people may be more open to it because they don't know what the hell to think anymore at this point. And then the other side of it is though, some people just can't take anymore. And that might weed, like not weed out, because I don't think that's the right expression, but that might push some people over the edge. So it's important for other people to have their own mental health practices as well to where they can stay at peace and remain grounded with themselves. So whatever comes at them, whether it be aliens or another pandemic or whatever it is, good or bad, that they're able to remain present in their own lives to make sure they don't just fall into the trap of what could happen otherwise.
So when Ron Watkins puts out his WikiLeaks, that was a subliminal slip here. His Alien Leaks website, right? And all these people start freaking out. Your business is going to grow, isn't it? They're going to come to you and say, Chad, please, could you give us some spirituality? Can you help us? We can't take- is that what's going to happen? You're going to get more business?
I don't know, man. I just hope people find it for themselves, man. However they seek it, I'm all right with it, you know?
So what would you do? Well, you know, I'm not trying to be too funny here, but what would you do if you had somebody come into your place and says, I've been watching this stuff on, you know, alienleaks.org and alienagenda.org. I got all these pictures and, oh my God, there's aliens out there and they're working on spaceships and we've got anti-gravity and they're interdimensional and there's multiple beings and, you know, and I'm having a hard time dealing with religion, you know, how are you going to help him as Dr. McKinney? You're Dr. McKinney. So, hey, Dr. McKinney, could you please help me out? What are you going to do with the patient?
Well, first, and I won't be licensed even after I'm a doctor, but like,
Why not?
Well, I just, I had no interest in it. After the marriage, family, child therapy degree, I just, I prefer like the coaching route because I like the flexibility of it personally. But
will you help me? Will you help me if I can't handle it anymore? Will you help me at least? Could you at least, can I at least go to you privately and say, hey, Chad, Ron put some stuff out. It really blew my mind. I can't take it anymore. I mean, I just can't take this shit anymore. Could you help me out?
Always got you covered, Tony. But what I would say, honestly, to any person that comes to me like that would just be, okay, how does that affect you right now? Well, I'm worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about this and that. What if they do that? You know, okay. But at this moment right now, does anybody or anything have control of you? And just bring people back to their breath. Once we breathe, we can connect to that internal peace. And from there, we can make a more aligned decision that's in our higher interest. Like even like Navy SEALs, for example, right? Like they engage in box breathing, which would be, there's different variations of it. You can change the inhalation count, exhalation count, things like that, and the holds. But, you know, an in-breath for 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, you hold for 4 seconds, and then you exhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and you can change it a multitude of ways. But what that does is it engages the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Uh-huh. So people are ready for fight or flight at that point, but they can make a calm, actionable decision.
So you know what I'm going to do? When Ron gets like some real evidence and I get like an alien that I'm going to bring to you who can't take living on the planet, I'm going to say, look, I got this little alien that can't take living here. And Ron's got this alien. I'm going to take the alien to you and you can like try to tell the alien how to survive on planet Earth. Is that possible?
Man, I'll give him $5,000 coins for a trip out of here.
So Hayes, Once this Alien Leaks goes up and disclosure is finally done, I actually think, and joking aside, I think Alien Leaks has the potential, as long as we're not stuck in jail with Julian Assange drinking the same orange juice, you know, that that this could really be a site that could actually finally, irrefutably put out disclosure. So for someone like you who's been into UFOs and aliens and all this research for all these years, Hayes, if you got irrefutable evidence like on alien leaks and the government said, okay, we give up, you know, we've been involved for, you know, 60, 70 years in this alien shit. We just don't know what to do anymore. And we're scared and we don't, you know, we're trying to get money and we don't know which aliens to deal with. And, you know, we made some big mistakes, you know, how would it affect you? You know, as a person who's all these years, is you're gonna be like, I knew all this shit already. And is it gonna affect you, Hayes? I'm just curious.
Of course it'll affect me. I mean, I'd be totally willing to be a part of it. And not to say I told you so, but it gives you a feeling of a lot of people, including the government, that were naysayers and they mocked people and they made fun of them for even mentioning UFOs in the past. And then they turn around and now they're starting to admit it, that there's things that they see that they can't explain. And I think Ron's timing on this site, I think, couldn't be better, especially with the fact that during the COVID, with so many people being at home, more people went outside for a walk, more people looked up in the sky, which they normally don't. And I believe I read somewhere that UFO sightings went up around 50 some odd percent since the COVID, because people are actually taking the time to look at the stars, you know, go look at the sky and not be, you know, so wrapped up in their world, and they come home and just watch TV until they zone out.
So Ron, I want to ask you a question on this show, you know, and I don't mean it to be too sensitive, but, you know, I had just put up, you know, our podcast, you know, and I put your name on there, and somebody, I don't know who it was, told me that, like, you know, they saw a complaint, maybe it was Chad or somebody, that somebody said, oh, you know, he's lying about being Q or whatever. Do you think that, you know, your previous role as an administrator for, was 8chan and now, you know, 8kun.top or whatever, you know, managing these other sites, do you think that's going to be, and your background, you know, and do in administrating, and you've got like tons of followers, and we were going to have this as a, you know, cancel culture, but I mean, you know, Trump requoted, you know, stuff that you've actually posted on Twitter. You got banned, I guess, from Twitter, Facebook. I don't know. I mean, you had tons of followers, but I know you still have followers on Telegram and other places. I mean, do you think that your previous, you know, employment or, you know, jobs and interests is going to help, hurt, or neither, you know, related to aliens? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think people are going to say, you know, this guy was involved with, you know, 8chan and that whole QAnon. I mean, you're on HBO series, you know, Into the Storm. Just curious what your thoughts are related to, from the previous, you know, your previous media, you know, out in the media versus what you're doing and what we're doing now.
All right. Well, first off, I wasn't employed at 8chan or 8kun. That was just, it was just a hobby of mine.
Okay.
And the HBO special was, it was a kind of a way to discredit myself on purpose.
Right.
And there is a strategic, like a purpose behind that. And I'm not going to go too much into detail on that here, but
right,
that was on purpose, and I was very careful with the information I gave the director, and essentially everything that he put in that documentary was something I planned out to be put in there, except for like one part where he had me on hidden camera, but that's neither here nor there. I don't really mind about it in hindsight, but
right.
I didn't plan for that to be in there, but the rest was basically all planned out. And I have no qualms with the way that it presents me, because, you know, when with rhetoric, there's like three major branches of rhetoric. There's like, there's one that deals with credibility, and then there's one that deals with logic. Right. And then, mm-hmm. I forget the names now. What, ethos, pathos, and
you sound like you're reading Plato and Aristotle now. Sounds those are so, great. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a third. I forget what it's called now, but
right.
Essentially, is what I'm doing is I destroy my personal credibility. It's a type of ego death,
right?
And if you destroy your ego and you have no credibility, but your statements are full of logic and very powerful statements, then people will focus on the statement instead of focusing on you as a person.
Right. So,
I'm okay with them calling me a clown or making fun of me. That I'm completely fine with that. Because it makes the things I say even stronger.
Mm-hmm. So I just looked it up because I've heard this before, but I don't remember this. But it was from Aristotle. There is the ethos, pathos, and logos are the three modes of persuasion.
Yeah, ethos, pathos, and logos.
Ethos.
And I sacrifice my ethos right. to maximize my logos.
Well, you know.
Nice.
I agree with that because basically ethos is an appeal to ethics, is it, you know, veiled by authority. Pathos is emotion and logos is logic. So I've always liked Spock on Star Trek. You know what I mean? He was always the logical one because, you know, logic, I mean, people, if you live by your emotions and appealing to authority, I mean, those people can get you in big trouble, you know, but if you appeal to people's logic, so I think I know where you're going. So you're basically kind of saying that, all right, so this other stuff, you know, may give you some, you know, fan base or people going to know you, but I don't think it should take away from credibility because I looked at when we talked about the aliens, and, you know, because I was always into science fiction, I wanted to do alien, you know, agenda, and you're like, yeah, let's get some, you want to do leaks, and you're telling me about these ideas you had, and you decided to finally do it, and I'm like, it's very logical. It is very logical. I mean that people should be able to send information. If it's out there, it's going to come in. And if it's not out there, it's not going to come in.
It's basically fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. But boy.
Do we catch the big tuna or are we going to get sardines?
Yeah. And I just don't want to be in the sardine can with you when they zip it up. You know what I mean?
Well, but, we got 4 days, right? So
yeah, I got 4 days. So I got this one bottle of really expensive whiskey that I was going to save from when my son joins like professional soccer, but I think I might just drink it early and write him a letter.
you got a little less than 55 hours, guys.
Thanks. Thanks, Hayes. I'm really glad I got involved with these guys.
The 4 days started ticking down a while ago.
Boy, I should have been better. My mom said, always be careful who you hang out with, you know? So, okay, well, we've done quite a bit on this show already. Is there anything, you know, we can continue on, but is there anything, you know, Ron or Hayes or Chad, you know, I probably spoke too much on the show as usual. I told my son the other day, I said, you talk too goddamn much. And he looks at me and he goes, Dad, don't you ever tell me that. I was like, fuck. And he's like, and that's a curse word. You're not supposed to say fuck. And I said, it's just a word. He goes, well, you say I can't use it at school. I said, you can't. All right. So anything, Ron, anything that you are, let me start with Chad and then go to Hayes and then let you end, Ron. So, Chad, anything that you wanted to, say before we end the show, any topic related to alien leaks or cancel culture or anything that you want to say before we end this podcast?
Man, I think I mentioned something like it last time we spoke is really just to the listeners out there, again, find your own truth and do the best you can to discern the information that's being presented to you and, or the information you're seeking out and try to figure out your own truth. You know, a lot of information is presented with agenda behind it. So find out what resonates and what feels best. And, you know, sometimes there's things that are uncomfortable and we need to face that uncomfort in order to grow. And so, you know, learn to be comfortable in your uncomfortableness so you can face what may spawn further growth. But yeah, just find your own truth. And
then go to the San Diego you know airports and buy Chad's book or go online to find his book. The name is what again?
Thank you for that too, Joe. I appreciate it. Heaven in the Now, A Journey Through Mind, Body, and Soul.
Well, I'm gonna call you Dr. McKinney, even though you haven't got your doctor. Dr. McKinney, because you're my doctor, you're my personal doctor. So thank you for joining this episode.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
And Hayes, are you still there? Are you sipping?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All
and,
right.
And I know we didn't dive really deep into the cancel culture, but I just want people, if you're not familiar with it, and you're even remotely interested on why so many things are being canceled, why so many things are not able to be debated or questioned in this day and age, stop and think of the big players, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. And if you haven't seen it, go back and look at and pay attention to the way that they respond and look at the emotions in their body and their faces when they were taken to court. Bill Gates for a monopoly, Mark Zuckerberg for anti-competitiveness, and several other string of things, and wonder why all of a sudden they're big players in the game.
Well,
they're in the government's pockets, and they're behind a lot of this cancel culture.
I don't think they're the ones doing it. I think it's the government forcing them to do it, to be honest, Hayes.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. You notice that they weren't big players until they were taken to court for monopoly.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then within a year or two, suddenly they're the main players in all of this stuff. And just something to look into.
Interesting. I never thought of that way. Interesting. I always, I listen to Bill Gates. He says, I don't need any more than 64K of RAM on my computer. And I was always wondering why my computers would never work right. He's a genius computer guy. He said, you never need more than 64K of RAM. And that was, and I was always wondering why none of my phones and nothing would work anymore, because I limited to 64K. But oh, well, anyhow.
That's what Alien Links is going to run off of, right? Is 64K?
Well, Ron thinks I said I shouldn't listen to Bill Gates. He's going to put more memory in his systems.
Yeah, so. those are guys that sold you on 56K.
it's okay. Even smart folks make mistakes. I give
them 56K was pretty good back in the day.
It actually was. That was a huge step up for us.
I'm giving Bill
going from 4 to 16 megabytes.
Bill Gates, if you're listening, I'm only joking. I actually think you're a very smart computer guy, and I don't want you giving me a bad vaccine. So I'm sorry if I said anything bad about you. All right, Ron. anything you want to say about alien leaks? Go for it. Take your time.
So, if you're a scientist, researcher in communications with aliens, or otherwise have access to original, never before seen documents regarding alien technology, biology, or communications, then please consider going to alienleaks.org and reading the submit documents page, and then you can go there to get some information on how to protect yourself while you submit documents to Alien Leaks.
Wow. Well, I don't have much to end with. I want to say thank you to all you guys. I think that this Alien Leaks is going to be, I have a suspicion this thing is going to be big. I just hope that we can change the world for the better. And that's my goal. And I'm looking forward to working with you, Ron, on that as you get information and analyzing the information. I think it'll be fun because it's, this is science fiction turned into science reality. So I love it. So I want to thank you guys all for joining this episode, of Alien Agenda. And maybe you guys will be on in the future. Me and Ron will be doing these things probably like at least twice a month. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining Alien Agenda, and you guys all have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
You guys. Have a good day.